you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about what happens when we look at all the things that we want to improve. So I want you to imagine for a second that your brain is going through and it's pulling out all these areas where you're not good enough. You need to change things. You need to fix things that needs to be better. And so what it does is it starts to compile this list. It's like, okay, we need to improve this. We need to improve that. That's a disaster. That over there, here's a disaster. And then what happens is maybe you start to pick one of these things and you're like, okay, I'm going to work on this thing. I'm going to get better at exercising. And then your brain's like, no, we don't need to get better at exercising. We need to get better at. And then it wants to tell you one of those other things. And then you move over to the other thing. It's like, no, we don't need to focus on that. We need to move over here and over here. And then what happens is we end up with just a lot of kind of improved things or kind of things that we have changed, sort of. So maybe we get like partway into the project and then we go somewhere else. And what our brain is doing in this moment is it's really wanting to keep us from making progress. Because here's what happens when we're jumping from thing to thing to thing. One, we're not completing anything, but also we feel terrible. So when we're moving around, it feels like we're doing a lot of work. It feels like we're making a lot of progress. It feels like we're doing a lot of stuff. But then when we kind of look at it, we almost have nothing to show for it because we haven't like completed or changed something. We've only kind of done a little bit in all of these areas. So if you want to get out of this cycle and you actually want to like make that progress, complete something, what we want to do is we want to pick one thing. And what we need to note is that it's not important which thing you pick. What's important is that we get out of the cycle. And the way that we do that is we just pick one, give it our best guess. And then when our brain is like, no, we need to move over here. We need to do this. All these other things are urgent. We need to improve these things. We need to fix them. We just sit with that. We allow it to be there, but we don't move. So we're like, okay, I know that my brain's saying that we need to move from exercising to meal planning, but instead of doing that, I'm going to focus on this exercising until I feel like I have a handle on it and it's very consistent. And then I'm going to move over here to this other thing. And the brain's probably going to have another thing where it's like, no, you're moving too slowly. You need to hurry up. We need to do this. We need to do that. Like, again, kind of slow it down, redirect it back to here's what we're focusing on. This is what we're going to do. And then allowing that kind of discomfort to be there. And then from there, we want to start celebrating the progress that we're making. So when we're over here at the exercising, we want to be celebrating, like, yes, we pick something. Then we want to be celebrating, yes, we just did that workout. Oh, we planned our next workout. Oh, we followed through again. Oh, we did this. Like, we want to just keep celebrating all the way through because not only does it feel better, because remember, when we're jumping around, we're not celebrating anything. But when we're sticking with this one thing and we're doing it, we're starting to celebrate ourselves. It's starting to become more normal. It's becoming more natural. And then from there, we can move to the next thing. But now we've built this momentum. We're like, yes, I did this thing over here. I can do this. I showed up for myself. I can do it. So then we take those amazing beliefs that we've created from this experience, and then we move them over here to the next thing. And then we get to feel good over here. Instead of, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, I need to fix this thing. Oh, and this thing's a disaster. I need to fix it. Like, that's the thoughts we're showing up to each thing with. Instead of, yes, I've gotten one thing done. I've completed it. I can do this. This is part of my normal routine. This is natural. And now I'm going to move over here. And then we do the same thing. We start to celebrate the next thing that we're working on. And now we're like, okay, I got these two things where I want them to be. Now we're going to move over here. And it starts to build this momentum and it feels so much better. You actually get to start changing and improving those things. And we're not using up all this energy that's like being moved, moved, moved. And then we're judging ourselves after. If this is something you want to take to the next level and you want to work on with me one-on-one in my 12-week coaching program, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call. On this call, you can tell me all about what's happening here. You can tell me about all the things your brain tells you you need to improve, all the ways that like this jumping around is kind of showing up, how you're feeling about it, what you're thinking about it. And then we can talk about creating this plan so that we can go through each of these things together and you can start to see that change and that progress and create what you want. So go to successbykayla.com to sign up for that call.